this is not covered so much in the book, but I know in reading other things online, it's about the Manson murders and the Sharon Tate, J.C. bring that house. Mm-hmm. What did you now? You were peripherally part of investigation or directly?
In 2005, I got called up by a friend to look at a case, and it was in Beverly Hills, which is like 8 minutes from where I live. And it was there. It was down the house to where the Manson murders happened, the Sharon Tate murders. And the man was living in the house, and he was having all these strange experiences. And he sounded upset and frightened, which is understandable. We went in there, and it was literally, I got sick really bad. My stomach started to hurt. My joints started to hurt. I felt dizzy. Our instruments went crazy there. Turns out it is an honest-to-God U.S. Geological Survey geomagnetic anomaly site. They don't know why, it just is. The magnetic ambience there is anywhere from 5 to 12 times higher. We got spikes well over that, both in the magnetic and electric field. And about 2/3 of the people who came there during the course of our year investigation got sick. I got sick. I went there 16 times over the course of the year. I got sick 16 times. I passed out the first time I was there. I passed out the last time I was there. News people came in, and most of them started getting sick within less than an hour. Psychokinetic manifestations, luminous anomalies, apparitions. But I think there's a reason these things are happening. It's like you're on one end, you have the geomagnetic anomaly. On the other end, you have a site of some of the most heinous murders on the planet, albeit maybe 100 yards away. And then you have a person living in the house who may have been suffering some neurophysiological problems. He wouldn't answer our questions about that. You can't pry that out of people. So all I know is we had a lot of things happen there. I got very ill, and my colleague Barry Conrad brought his girlfriend Lisa McIntosh, who was in remission from multiple myeloma, a horrible form of bone cancer, and she got very ill from that case, and she relapsed and was dead within a year.
Well, it raises so many interesting questions. For one, if it's a geomagnetic anomaly that's measurable, you can measure a physical difference in the earth there, does that create illusions and make people think they're seeing ghosts? Does it affect people's psyche to the point where you cause the Manson family to commit murder? Or does it attract spirits or some sort? I mean, it's a whole lot of things you could ask.
Yeah, it's very – we had a news truck come up, a remote truck. And they parked in front of the house to do a shoot alive, and their truck crashed electronically. They had to get another truck up and put it down the hill where it was less than the field was less intense. All I know is we saw things being moved, being thrown around. Compass needles, worst nightmare. The compass would spin in parts of the house, just start spinning and spinning. That's a quadrupole, but that doesn't occur in nature, supposedly. I don't know whether this environment could irritate a human's nervous system, so it would trigger violent behavior. It might. Whether it did in the case of the murders, I wouldn't know. Maybe if you've lived there long enough and it preyed upon you, it really slowly and very thoroughly impacted your nervous system. It might. All that I know is a lot of people came there who knew nothing about the case, especially the readings we were getting on a consistent basis, and they kept getting sick. A journalist would be standing there. A journalist is next to me from, I forgot where he was from, and we're holding the instruments, and it suddenly it goes full-scale deflection all the way up, all the way, like a door opening. At the exact instant, we both got a strong wave of nausea going through it. I would not spend a full night sleep in that house if my life depended on it, because I thought it might.
Really? You're not easily spooked by this
stuff? No, I wasn't scared of paranormal phenomena. I was scared of the geomagnetic environment really messing my health up, which it did every time I was there. Bad dreams, my body hurt for days, really bad. And so, it affects different people in a different way.